You want this money to pay off your grandmother's house. That's the intention behind the idea to rob a bank. Good intention, bad idea.
You save somebody, but that person ends up being the Joker. And you don't realize it, but you end up saving the Joker. Are you responsible for everything that they've done after the fact that you save them? You can make a lot more good decisions if you have a better process for making good decisions.
Me quitting my job could be an amazing decision in my immediate future. But once the first come back around and all my bills is due, if I don't have nothing coming in, now it's like, that was a terrible decision.
Highest one. So you had time for the parachute to come out. You ain't got no time on this, you know? But you go ahead and learn you by yourself.
Get on my motherfucking face.
Please.
Push the goddamn button.
Yeah, action.
Hey, y'all. Before we even get started, I want y'all to take a moment to go stream Damani's album.
Haters, haters, go away. I really love these 808s. Trying to get my paper straight.
It's called Ambivert, the Introversion. So check it out. It's available on all platforms.
Yes, yeah, all streaming platforms. Ooh. It's linked in the description below. Ooh. It'll have a playlist on this channel as well. So if you're looking for it, you could just find it on the Gray Area channel as well. It'll be on his page. Come to the Patreon. Whatever y'all need to do, get the album. That's all I'm going to say. But what are we talking about today, y'all?
Today we are talking about decisions. Decisions, decisions. So, my question for you guys is, can a decision be good if the outcome is bad?
Yes. It can have good intentions. The intentions for the decision could be good, but it just didn't pan out how you thought it would.
But does that... I don't know that the intention is what determines a good or a bad decision. Like, you could have great intentions and it still be a terrible idea.
That's beautiful, right? So that leads me to part of the next question I was going to ask about it was, so when you decide whether or not when you decide something is a good or bad decision, are you determining it based on the intention, the result, or the process that you took to get to the decision?
It depends on, I feel like whether it is, whether it's deemed to be good or bad depends on the parties and the parties that's affected. So something that may be good for me may not be good for you.
But it also still might not be good for you. Oh, I get what you're saying. What you think?
Mr. Introspective? Introversion?
I think ultimately, so initially when I was debating this question, I was kind of torn between it because I was like, nah, it's always intention. Like you have the, in the moment, it's always going to be intention because like you can make the best decision for you in the moment and that's all you have control over. That's what I was thinking. But then the more I thought about it, was like, well, I mean, in the moment, I could have not have enough information and that's the reason why I made this decision. And so it ends up being a bad decision because I got more information later.
Bad decision in hindsight, but good intentions.
So, I don't know. I guess what makes it a bad decision or how it's determined to be a good or bad decision is subjective. But I think a lot of times you don't know if it is a good or bad decision until you do have the result. Because sometimes it sounds bad, but it turns out really good.
Like quitting your job.
Yeah. And sometimes it sounds really good, but it turns out really bad.
Like quitting your job.
You know, message. And so based on what you're saying right now, how you view decisions is based on the result. It's not based on the intention. It's about how it ends up.
I guess so, yes. Because I feel like there be a lot of people, I feel like you could have a good intention. A good intention might be that you want, let's say you want this money to pay off your grandmother's house, right? That's the intention behind the idea to rob a bank. good intention, bad idea.
That's better than my
example.
Yeah, mm-hmm. I see a superhero, but not a superhero. Somebody, maybe a vigilante with no powers. Somebody's falling off a building. It's a great idea to save that person, but in order to save that person, you have to fall off the building as well. Great intention.
Bad idea. Yeah. I thought you was going to say you got to catch the person. The person is going to, you don't got no power, so their body weight is going to, you'll probably die.
No, nah, I see on the, like, top of the building with the person. Yeah. They jump.
And you going to jump fall, too?
And you jump to save them.
And then what? You just...
Y'all land where y'all land. That's a bad idea. But in the moment, it's like, nah, I got to save them.
See, and it's funny that you said that, because I was thinking, when I initially thought about it, I was thinking about an example similar to that. Like, I was like, all right, let's say somebody's underneath a car, and you superpowers, let's keep it there, right? And you're like, oh, I'm going to go save this person. Good intention. You go to lift the car, and then something else falls, and they get more hurt.
Oh.
And you're like, ah, dang. But I was trying to save you. Yeah. And it's like, yeah, but if you would have just left it alone, somebody, they would have came with the jaws of life, and I would have came out, and I would have been fine. Now my leg broke. Right? But then the other half, I was like, well, technically speaking, I can't control the end result after I made the decision. Like, whatever happens after that is really not up to me. So, like,
it's not up to you, but it's your fault.
Yeah, but to what extent? Right? Because, all right, let's say you save somebody. We're going to stick with this hero, right? You save somebody, but that person ends up being the Joker. And you don't realize it, but you end up saving the Joker. Are you responsible for everything that they've done after the fact that you saved them?
You're not responsible, but the stuff wouldn't have happened if you didn't save
them. Or it would have happened if somebody else would have did it.
But the point being, right, when does your responsibility... When is your responsibility end in that regard? Because, like, all right, you saved the bad guy who ended up doing some bad things, but you're not responsible for the things that he does after you save him, are you?
No. Mm-mm.
You're just responsible for saving him.
So was it a good decision or a bad decision to save him then?
I feel like there's no such thing as a good or a bad decision as we're having this conversation. Mm-hmm. There's no such thing as a good or a bad decision. It's just how we perceive it. So even if you save the Joker and he go off to do terrible things, that's not your fault. But a lot of times we make it our fault, or we feel like it's our fault, because we're thinking like, oh, we start overanalyzing, overprocessing, overthinking. If I didn't do this, we all want to make the right decision. And if it's no such thing as right and wrong, it's just what is. Then, tomato, tomato, tomorrow.
Okay, I understand what you're saying.
But, there's always a but.
But, I do feel like, okay, I get what you're saying about there's no real good or bad decision. I do think that every decision has an impact, though. There are consequences or results or something. Like, there is going to be something that happens as a result of whatever decision you make. I think going back to the responsibility portion of it, that is tough, because a lot of times, even though what the Joker does after I save him is not my responsibility, it feels like it is.
You can go ahead, then I'll go.
Responsibility. Oh. Because we typically take on a lot of the weight of other people's stuff. Or we might be thinking like, oh, it, like how you said, if you wouldn't have saved him, this would have never happened. Or somebody might actually walk up to you and say that. And then you're sitting there blaming yourself for the city of Gotham going awry. So I think that regardless of if we view it as a good or bad decision, everyone has to know that there is some sort of aftermath that will occur. Whether it be something that brings you positivity or something that feels very negative or dark or whatever it is, there are, I don't want to call it consequences because that usually has a negative connotation, but like decisions happen and then, you know, more decisions have to happen. Things occur after the decision is made. What would you want to say?
It was just about when you said taking responsibility. Mm-hmm. I don't think we necessarily take responsibility, but we do feel like it's our fault or we're to blame for what's to, like, what happened.
That's taking responsibility.
Really?
Yeah, because mm-hmm. you're carrying the weight of that thing. Like, you feel like if you're taking the blame for it, you felt like it was your responsibility to either make sure that whatever happened next did or did not happen. You might be sitting there thinking like, well, maybe if I would have had a talk with the Joker after I saved him, then maybe he wouldn't have went on this rampage. Maybe if I was able to baptize him immediately after I lifted mm-hmm. the car from him, then, you know, this, that, and the third would happen. That might not be the case, but you're taking responsibility. You're taking responsibility, accountability, the blame, however you want to look at it. You're carrying this weight around as if it is yours when you didn't tell the Joker to go out and terrorize the town after you saved him. You just saved him. That was it.
And in that regard, this is why I said it's kind of hard to determine. I literally spent probably like 30 minutes thinking about this when I first was thinking about the question, because I'm like, well, in that case, if I'm not responsible for if it's not up to me whether or not the Joker goes on and does something after the decision, how am I responsible for anything that happens after my initial decision anyway? Right? Because, like, I do something in the moment that I felt like was the right thing, and then there ends up being negative consequences to it. I'm responsible for every act of everything that happens as a result of that decision.
Now, I don't feel like you're responsible yeah. for everything that happens as a result, but there will be some things that you are responsible for as a result of that decision.
I agree. And that's why I was asking, where does it end? And then, of course, like, how would I determine if this was a good decision? Because, like, if I'm operating with only the information that I have, because that's all I'm ever going to have, right? And I have good intentions, if it ends up being a terrible decision or having a terrible result at the end of it, is like, the most I can do is be okay with the decision that I made. So in that aspect, it's good. But how it ended wasn't good.
I was going to say, you have to be okay with the decisions that you made, but also be okay with the consequences that come with the decision that you made, whether the consequences positive or negative.
And I think that mm-hmm. that goes into what is it, having
the courage to be disliked. Mm-hmm.
Definitely.
But the serenity prayer, what does it say? Being able to control what you can yeah. control and not let yeah. go of the stuff you can't control.
Mm-hmm. Something along yeah, those lines.
The serenity to accept things.
Sankofa.
Yeah. Yeah. to accept the things that I cannot change, the courage to change things that I can, and the wisdom to discern
between the two. Yeah. That's where the line is. That's the line right there.
Mm-hmm. You just have to be okay with the present moment.
What? Like, I mean, yes.
Like, you just have to be okay with what is, like, what's happening.
Oh, yeah.
Do your best to make the best decision that you feel you can make with the information that you have, like you were saying. But whatever happens, happens.
Yeah.
Like, I just got to deal with the consequences, whether they're good or bad. Like, I just told people about the art exhibit. Mm-hmm. And with the information that I was told, that I received, it was supposed to happen at this date, at this time. And then I found out that the date moved to another date. I put a post up to tell everybody, but nobody told me that day was coming. The people that told me that it was going to go, I specifically told them, not today, this day, whatever. But I still feel bad. Because, like, if people going to show up, but it's not my fault.
But that...
But it's... I still feel responsible. Oh, that's nasty.
See? Mm-hmm. That's what I'm saying. You, the responsibility is something that is out of your control. Which you don't... I think the thing is that we... It's okay to be bothered by the situation. It's okay to be frustrated with it. But in situations like this, like, you literally... This isn't your show. So you couldn't control what happened with setup breakdown, when they was going to have the stuff. But you did your due diligence. You made your decision. You reached out to who you knew was going to be there. You made a post to all your followers or whatever. But you don't have to feel bad. And I think that a lot of times we're taught inadvertently to take on the responsibility or the weight of things, like when they don't go our way. And it's like a subconscious thing where it's like, dang, I feel bad. I should have did this. I should have did that. And you had no way of knowing. You did what you could.
And to that point, I was going to say, even you deciding to do the art museum in general, right? Now you could be like, that wasn't a good idea, but maybe it still is a good idea. Like, at the time, it absolutely was a good idea. And I still don't even think it would be considered a bad idea for you to do it, because it still gives you something.
Yeah, I don't think it was a bad idea either.
You just can't control how it goes. You did what you could control, you did. You controlled what painting you did, when you painted it, when you submitted it. Like, you handed it to the people. You did your part. After that, it's not your responsibility. It was a donation also. Mm-hmm. So it really wasn't your responsibility after that point.
So then, and then for you, that would be considered a good decision then. Mm-hmm. Regardless of the result, which is crazy to me, because that has nothing to do with the end result. Like, it was a good decision because it was a good opportunity. It's the first time you're getting your art into a museum. So it's like you're seeing all in the moment, it is a great decision for you. Now, in hindsight, it may not be the best decision, but we don't know it either way. And that's why it's like, it's funny, because like, I thought it was just results, but it's not always just the result that makes it good. It's also the intention. And then I was like thinking about, is it the process that you take to get to the decision that makes it good or bad? And I was like, my initial thought was like, nah, it can't be the process. The process don't mean like, but then I'm like, well, no, the steps, that's kind of the intention, but that's almost like the steps to how you got to there. Go ahead.
Maybe it's not the process to getting to the decision, but it's the journey after you make the decision. Because essentially the decision was, am I going to submit a painting or not? That was the initial decision. The decision was made, and then you did the thing. Like, you did the stuff that was required for you to submit this painting.
I don't think the process or journey has anything to do with the decision. You can finish, though. But
I mean, you go ahead. I want to hear more now.
I would say once the decision is made, the decision is made. Like, that's where it ends. That's where my logical mind is saying, once the decision is made, we on to whatever is next. So the decision is made. It's nothing I can do. I already did it.
So you think the process has nothing to do with it at all? Mm-hmm. So, all right, let's say you decide to make decisions. You're like, every decision I'm going to make, I'm going to ask Cole first. I'm going to ask Shakoya first, my bad. Right? Would those decisions be good decisions, do you think?
Depending on if it's something that she would specialize in, but the main decision is my decision was I'm gonna run everything by Shakoya first. That was my decision. Once I make the decision, it's done. Whether it's good or bad, like what happens next, or what process or the journey, nothing else matters, because that the decision is made already.
But again, the process that you go through in order to make the decision can also determine whether or not a decision was good or bad to some degree.
Can I have
right?
an example?
So, and to me, I think the process and the intention kind of go hand in hand a little bit, but like, if I'm, let's use credit card if you're just trying to decide what credit card to go with. If your process for choosing what credit card is, that one's pretty. That's probably not a good decision or process for you to make decisions.
I mean, it's like flipping a coin.
But again, just to, based off of what the process of, like, if you were going like everything, you're like, that's pretty, I like that. And that was how you made all of your decisions. Do you feel like you would be making good decisions for yourself?
Not it's 50-50.
Yeah.
But, it might be 75-25.
But that's what I'm saying. Like, I think the process does have an element, like, it does have a effect on the decision, because how you got there can ultimately change the way you make the decision, right? If I'm going into like, hey, I'm gonna pick credit cards, all credit cards that's red, and that's it. But you might be missing out on some other opportunities because you're not your process is only I'm looking for red credit cards, right? As opposed to me being like, well, I'm actually gonna look for credit cards based on the benefits, based on X, Y, and Z, based on whatever it is. That's a different process, and that'll probably lead you to a better decision. And in the end, but I can't guarantee it, but that's probably a better process to make a good decision, technically.
I agree with that. I feel like the reason why I said the journey after you make the decision matters is because I feel like life is a series of decisions. So, yes, I feel like the process is important based off of what you said, because I wasn't thinking about it like that. I think the intention is important as well, because it also plays a role into what decision you make. But I think that the journey after you make the decision is important, just because there's always going to be another decision. And sometimes that next decision is based off of that first decision that you made. Like, if you look at life like a yes-no chart. Yes, no, yes, no, yes, no, yes, no. You know, it's just more decisions that have to be made based on the last one. So maybe when you're looking at the credit cards and you're like, is this card red? Yes, no. Like, let's say it's yes. And then you go to the next one. It's like, is the credit limit high? Yes, no. Does it get good benefits? Yes, no. Like, you know?
Yeah. But that's why I was also saying, like, if the only part of your process is the car red? All right, we getting it. And it's like, this was a terrible car. This don't got no, but like, you got an 80% interest rate. Like, this is crazy, right? And it's like, you going through, yeah, I know it's crazy, but I was just, you know, being exaggerative. But,
exaggerative.
I don't even know if that's a word, but we're going to keep moving. But yeah. Because initially I was going to say the process has no bearing on whether or not the decision is good. But then I was like, well, you can make a lot more good decisions if you have a better process for making good decisions.
Sorry. I like that word. It's like conspiracy.
Yeah, I don't even know where it came from.
I know
there's a word for that statement, but maybe dramatic. I don't know. Maybe whatever.
Exaggerative.
I know it's not a word. Don't mind me, y'all.
It's a word now.
But yeah, just
y'all being exaggerative.
Yeah, but
I'm sorry. I'm listening.
You good? But I think, depending on what it is, if you have a better process to make your decisions, even if the process is I'm gonna go with my gut, that's a better process than I'm gonna go with what she said. At least for me.
Yeah.
Unless you're gonna go with what she said because she's an expert in credit cards and she's like, all right, every red card is a gray card. Right? You know, but like, I never thought about the process having any bearing on whether or not the decision was good. I'm just like, at the end of the day, as long as we have a good result at the end, that's a good decision. And I'm like, well, that doesn't feel right for some reason. I don't know why, but it doesn't feel right. Like, just because you have a good result, does that mean it's always a good decision at the end?
I would say it means it's a good decision in the moment, but short-term and long-term results are different. Like, they hold different weight. So, me quitting my job could be an amazing decision in my immediate future, because I feel good.
Mm.
But once the first come back around and all my bills is due, and I don't have, if I don't have no income, nothing, if I don't have nothing coming in, now it's like, that was a terrible decision.
Okay.
That's interesting. Okay.
I will say no. I changed my answer. I know I was very results-based before, but sometimes, even though the result is good, it's not necessarily the best decision for you. We'll use social media as an example. We'll use Sir Breezington on social media as an example.
What'd I do?
When you were going live every day, you had great results. You were getting a lot of followers. You know, you was making money on TikTok. You had started to join whatever needed to happen so that you could make the monies and stuff like that. Those were decisions that you made. And in the moment, they seem like great decisions, but they also caused you to be burnt out. So they were good decisions based off of the results that they got you. But based off of your own well-being,
it was bad practices, bad process.
Bad process. It wasn't a good process. So I guess it really does matter, like the process, the intention, and the results all together is what helps it be a good decision, but specifically for you. And I still think the journey is in there, but we won't dive into that. But
I think at the end, I think what you're describing, I wouldn't even say it's the journey, but I think it would be how you define what the result means is what.
Oh, so the meaning?
Yeah, I think it would be more meaning than a journey.
I guess.
At least for me.
That makes sense. But yeah, if we look at that example, those were, if you talk to anybody, those would be great decisions. Like, you gained mad followers. You went viral. You gained mad followers. You was going live. You had people in there every day, people talking. You was at going on late at night. You was challenging people.
I sold paintings.
People.
I sold clothing.
You sold your first painting on TikTok.
I did.
So it's like, and it led you to actually painting more and stuff. That you learned how to mix your colors from somebody that you met on TikTok that would just happen to be in your live to tell you, hey, mix this with that. Just mix this over here real quick. Yeah. Great results. But it depends on what your intention was, which was, you know, if you were looking to go viral, if you were looking to be a content creator at the time that you were, the decision was, I'm going to be a content creator. The results, you got the content creator results, but what happened, the aftermath, the consequences, like we talked about earlier, was I'm burnt out. I'm tired of talking to these people. I need to rest. Yeah.
Well, I mean, but that's technically also a negative outcome as well. So,
well, yeah, that's what I'm saying.
But I'm more so thinking, like, is there something that, well, I mean, I guess you did mention it when it comes to he did get some benefit from it. And he did get some negative stuff from it. So I was more so thinking, can you have good intention, good result, but still be a bad decision?
That was a good intention. I'm going to be a content creator. Mm. Good result. He was getting a follower. Like, he was getting followers. He was gaining traction. He was selling paintings. Bad result was, I need a nap. I am tired.
What?
My well-being is not doing good right
now. Well, he has good and bad. That would be good and bad result is more so. I mean, granted, there's no decision that doesn't have a good and bad, but so I was going to ask, is the decision good based on if the good stuff outweighs the bad stuff?
The decision is good based off the person, like what Shakoya was just saying, like you got to know yourself. Like, it could seem like a good decision, but if it works against you, it might not be the greatest decision. So it might be an amazing decision, like in the moment when I graduated, I joined the workforce. Sorry, y'all, all my examples keep going back to work. But I joined the workforce. The first car I got was a BMW. I loved it. I knew more about the car than one of the people that I
bought the car from.
I didn't buy it from them.
Oh,
but I test drove it, and they didn't know what was happening. I knew what was happening because I did my research. It was like when the when you stop, the engine cut off.
Oh, okay. Oh,
They didn't sell the car. Actually, they thought something was wrong with it. The next people that I had went and test drove it with, I had told them. Actually, yeah, the first people that I test drove the car with, we had stopped. We was about to turn back into the parking lot. Stopped, the engine cut off. And then he was like, they said something. And then I was like, oh, nah, that's a feature. It saved the battery, whatever. And then he was like, oh, they ain't buy the car because we thought it was something wrong with the car.
So why you got me test driving this?
I didn't get the car from that. I got it for somebody else. But, but yeah, so me getting that car was an amazing thing in the moment. And then once the maintenance and once the warranty was done, once it was no more warranty, and then I needed to get my car fixed, it probably wasn't the best idea.
And that was years later.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I agree. I mean, I think that's true. You guys keep giving me examples of where it ended up being bad at the end. And I'm trying to think of an example of it where it ended up being good at the end, but you still feel like it's a bad decision for some reason.
Well, that's why I use the social media stuff.
Yeah.
Because it was still good. It's good stuff happened. Yeah. He could have took a nap. He did it. He did it.
I would say it was still good. Because I know how to use social media. So now with me taking naps and I see I don't know the word that I'm looking. I know when I find the word, I know that that's it. But I know the something of bulk shooting, planning ahead.
Value
of bulk shooting and planning ahead. And I don't have to do everything. Because I was just doing, like, I would make the video, edit the video, post the video multiple times a day, and still go live. Still do vlogs. I was still working.
Mm-hmm.
Still painting. I was just doing everything. And I just didn't. I didn't take a nap.
Yeah.
And I started overthinking it.
Mm-hmm.
Once the money got involved, now everything had to be perfect. Everything had to be right.
Yeah.
And I didn't know. I didn't have the answers. So I panicked.
Mm-hmm.
I think it was performance anxiety.
You give us an example since you don't like our example.
I was trying to think of one because I was more so thinking like, all right, and I mean we could stick with a work example. Like maybe when you're 18, you decide to, you're like, you know, this would probably be a good decision. Like, I have good intentions. I want to make sure that when I'm 20, 25, that I have a certain amount of money in my account, so like, all right, I'm gonna do this. And it's like, all right, you have good intentions. You're like, I want to do this. And then, but at the end of the result, you get what you're looking for. You have however much in your account, but you're miserable at the end as well. Like, or you're like, this doesn't feel like a good decision for some reason. But like, you gotta have a good result, and you had good intentions. Like, that's the only thing I can think of in my head right now. I don't have a legitimate example, but like,
that was the moment you did.
And we was talking about. Are you trying to find something where it's a bad decision,
but you still have,
but just in the long run, it's a good result?
Yeah, well, I was looking for good, and then ultimately bad. Like, so good intention, good result, but still bad decision.
Yeah, I got you that.
And you were just describing a something that's bad in the short term, and good in the long term.
Nah, I did good in the short term, bad in the long term with the car.
Okay.
Because once the warranty ran out, then I had to go get the car fixed. Mm-hmm. You're talking about $14,000 for what?
Mm-hmm.
that was the first time. Yeah. Like, I'm like, y'all wilding. Actually, the first time was 10. Yeah, it was wilding.
Yeah, so.
And then it was like every 2 years. Like, so I'll get it fixed. And I have a 2-year lifespan. And so I need to get it fixed again. Once one thing messed up, everything messed up. Mm-hmm. So it's just like, it's not worth it. The car not worth the price that y'all keep saying it mm-hmm. costs to fix it. So
mm-hmm. yeah. And that's why I was kind of asking, is the decision good based off of when you get to the end result? Is it like a scale of like how many good things versus how many bad things? Because everything is going to have a negative side to it, right? But if it's mostly good, do you decide that it's good? Or if it's mostly bad, do you decide that it's bad?
Yeah, I feel like if the benefits outweigh the non-benefits, then...
Word.
I have a question.
Yeah.
Why do we harp so much on whether or not it's a good or a bad decision when we really won't even know until usually a while after? Like, we won't mm-hmm. know anything until we just make the decision and just go from there. So why do we harp so much on whether or not this is a good or bad decision?
It's the American plan. We were programmed this way. Molded.
But I also think it's a combination of the American plan, and I think we don't want to make bad decisions. You don't, I think it's a natural thing. Like, you don't want to either feel stupid or you don't want to put yourself in bad positions.
And look bad in front of other people.
Yeah, exactly. It's a lot of that. Like, I think that's the... So the intention is to never look bad. It's the intention is to never make bad decisions. But I understand you can't control the end result anyway. So that's why I was like, and that's part of the reason why I was like, I don't even know if I can classify the decision being bad based off of the result, because I can't even control that. Like, that got nothing to do.
Yeah. Yeah. I think I'm in a space where I don't want to keep caring about whether or not this is a good decision.
I agree.
Like, the other day I was going back and forth on one decision, and I realized, like, if I'm flip-flopping, like, within the span of 5 minutes, if my decision is flip-flopping, then this is not a decision that I need to make, because this is confusion.
Yeah, I'll be, most of the time when I be flip-flopping, my first decision is the decision that I need to make. Because I'm typically flip-flopping because I be fearful.
So so sometimes I flip-flop and it's like a longer thing in between. So, like, I've been paying attention to myself now. So I can see, okay, is this me being fearful and I just need to go ahead and do this? Or is this just something that I actually innately know that I don't need to actually do? And I need to say no to this thing. And I keep flip-flopping on my decision because I'm thinking about what other people might think.
Mm. Yeah, I agree. I think for me, I've been trying to work on making my decision and then not thinking about the consequences whatsoever. Because I think it's so much time that we spend on, like, all right, did I make this decision or make this one? It's like, well, I think we're looking for an opportunity that has 100% benefits and no consequences. And mm-hmm. it's like, that's just not real. Like, everything has negative
yeah.
aspects. So we
take the Obama thing.
Yeah. Like, the, what is it, like 80%? 50,
I thought it was at 51. 50,
it might be 51% certainty. Yeah, that's what it was, 51. But just going with that, and I think it really does make a big difference. It was something else that you said. What was the last thing you said?
If I'm flip-flopping, I need to...
That's what I was going to say. It was a video, and he was talking about... I can't remember what the name of the guy was, but he was talking about, like, being in stress, right? And a lot of stress is... He was saying... The example was, like, if you take a piece of metal and you're twisting it in two different directions, like, the metal is now under stress, mm-hmm. right? And so when you have two decisions that you're trying to make, and you're like, the reason why you're feeling stressed is because one part of you wants to do one thing and the other part wants to do the other. And it's like, all right, if you can even recognize, like, I'm conflicted right now about which one I should do, maybe this isn't the time to make this decision, that'll help a lot. Mm-hmm. And that'll alleviate some of the stress.
Yeah, I was going to say, but like my first decision, between my first decision and the next decision, like when I start flip-flopping, the first decision is totally God's path. The mm-hmm. second decision is hey, God, I don't want to do that. I said I'm doing this. This is the plan.
He said, I said I'm doing this.
Yeah, like, that's how it be. Yeah. So I'd be, like, flip-flopping and be like, yeah, you know, I should do that. That'd be a great idea. But, and it's like, but I don't want to do that. Mm-hmm. I'm not doing that. Yeah. Like, but you should do that. That'll be the best for you to do that, but I don't want to do that.
It's almost like you're trying to find a compromise between, like, all right, you said I have to jump off the highest mountain, but if I jump off a mountain and you gonna catch me, like, I think that'll be fine, right? It don't gotta be the highest. I can do, like, second, third highest. And God, like, you know, you could jump off that one. I didn't say to jump off. I told you to jump off this mountain. I said I would catch you.
I ain't catching you until you go to that. Yeah, that
one. So you gonna jump off this one. Pop, 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 pop. Like, why my parachute ain't come out? Like, God said, I told you to jump off the highest one so you had time for the parachute to come out. You ain't got enough time on this jump. But you go ahead and learn you by yourself. Learn you
something. Oh, that's funny. I can just picture that happening. That's
you say, God, you said to jump. Like, that, the mountain to your left. What is that?
You ain't had no time for the malfunction. I need time to fix the malfunction. I need you to trust me.
Yeah, oh, so I think we'd be trying to find a compromise or like a loophole between when God be like, go, and you be like, but... you said go like in 5 minutes, right? I'll go in five. You said five. It's like that's not what I said.
Yeah.
Hesitation only good in basketball when you're on offense. Anything else?
And you know what? The hesitation is only good in sports because it's intentional. Right? Because you know you're about to do the hezzy. It's not. It's not because you scared to do the crossover. It's like you doing it as a setup to do the thing that you really want to do. We be hesitating. Because, like, I don't really want to do it. I don't want to do it.
Yeah. It's like, same with procrastination. Mm-hmm. Be the same thing.
Yeah.
No, I'll be so much further in life if I ain't procrastinate.
But that's why I want to just practice just, number one, recognizing, like, when I'm afraid to make a decision versus when I just need to say no. And so that I can stop procrastinating. Because I also... that and like taking shortcuts and I just need to go ahead and do what he told me to do.
And I think based on all of that, I think a good decision is any decision that is not against how I feel on the inside. Mm-hmm. So it's like anything that's counter to my intuition, my gut, to me it's a bad decision, especially because like me saying yes when the answer is really a no doesn't do me any good. In the same way, me saying a no when the answer is actually yes, it's like that doesn't do me any good. Now internally I feel like I lied to myself.
And that's a bad decision. Aha!
Message.
Ha Me gusta.
Ha Me gusta. Para ti, doble español.
Oh, man. All right, do y'all have any final thoughts on decision making, good decisions or bad decisions?
I think you look like he was gearing up.
Yeah.
Oh, nah.
This is the final thing that you need to take with you for the rest of your life.
But no such thing as a good decision or a bad decision. It's just your first decision.
Sometimes the second one be good. Okay. But, trust yourself. That's really what it boils down to. Trust yourself, follow through, and pay attention to when you're hesitating on a decision.
Yeah, I'd say just don't make decisions that go against how you innately feel.
What they said. Don't listen to what I said.
So I think trusting how you innately feel is always going to be a good decision, regardless of what the consequences or what the result is. I think it's always a good decision.
Yeah. So thank y'all for joining us for another episode of the Gray Area Podcast.
Yes.
I'm Shakoya D.
Badman Breezington Ear.
It's your boy, Damani.
And thank y'all for joining us. Don't forget to like, share, and subscribe. Tell a friend to tell a friend to tell a friend. Hit that notification bell so you never miss an upload. Ding. Check the links in the description. Okay. Stream Amber Vert the Introversion, okay? It's out now. Also, Till Shiloh is still out. Yeah. Make sure y'all get them streams in on that and join our Patreon. For
The Love Game is still out.
Come on.
The Love Game is still out.
And all the singles that I don't know the name of, but I know the words.
Take your time. Come on.
Check out the links in the description. Join our Patreon for more content. We are actually going to be diving a little bit deeper into our Patreons, getting that thing together, because we want to build community and we want to talk to you guys. So definitely join our Patreon. The links are in the description. If you like this episode, you're going to love the one that's linked up on the screen, and we will see you guys next week.
Woo! Adios.
Stay blessed. Stay black, people.
You say what?
Know yourself. Know your worth. Jukebox, hit me with another J.
Get on my face. Get on my motherfucking face.
Please.
Push the goddamn button.